brother. What's up?
This is a groovy party, man.
Yeah, brother,
dig it.
Solid. Right on.
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah.
Time now for the Empowerment Hour, the hottest show on Saturday mornings in Jacksonville on Praise 107.9. And now, here's your host on the Empowerment Hour, Dr. Richard Danforth, president of the Jacksonville Urban League, Jarman Leitner, president of First Thursday, and the producer and host, W. Larry Williams, CEO of Anchor Multicultural Communications Company.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Empowerment Hour. It's another Saturday morning. We want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in. And, you know, this post-Christmas 2020 edition of the show, you know, I'll tell you one thing. I'm so proud of my teammates, you know, getting up and recording this deal. It takes a lot putting these shows together, but we don't miss shows. So I want to say Merry Christmas and now Happy New Year, because a week from now we'll be celebrating a new year, January 2021. And we hope that you know, the virus is under some type of control. So Jarman and Dr. Danforth, how are you guys doing? Merry Christmas.
Yes, yes. Doing wonderful. Merry Christmas. On our post-Christmas show, had a wonderful Christmas with my family. Just we remained indoors, okay? So we end up celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. You know, Jesus is the reason for the Christmas season. So
absolutely. Amen.
Definitely enjoy it. Just giving honor and glory to God. So we had a great time. Kids got everything. You know, that's pretty much.
They got everything.
Not that everything they wanted, but they got most of everything that were gifts anyway. They was just saying that.
Okay, so they was hooked up then. Okay.
They was hooked up. Yes, they
All
were.
Right. What about you, Doc?
Well, Merry Christmas to all of our listeners. This is Christmas this year has been somewhat deja vu. In that it's somewhat sad and it's somewhat happy, but you know, sad when I think back, 52 years ago, Christmas Day, I was in Vietnam, and then on this Christmas Day, my son Richard III is, of course, up at Parris Island, South Carolina, trying to get through the Marine Corps. So, interesting times, but just consider myself very blessed. I've got a very loving family, and I'm in decent health, and the Urban League is doing well.
All right. Well, you know, it's always good to be seen and heard, and you know, for another day. And I'm always grateful for another 24 hours. You know, sometimes we take these precious days and moments for granted, but you know, I'm just saying to all our listeners that enjoy every day and every minute that you have, because each day is a blessing from God, and make sure that you acknowledge that and try and be a little bit better today than you were yesterday. And if we can do that every day, I think we'll be much better physically, mentally, and socially. So speaking of social. The COVID vaccine is still out there, and we've talked about that briefly. And COVID is still rampant, and really the death rates has increased, and so has the positivity testing. It's just pathetic. Dr. Danforth?
I think it's extremely sad. We're in a situation. I just don't know what's going to happen with this new strain now. People, I understand we still have a mandate here in Jacksonville to wear masks, but I see people not wearing masks. I don't know what it's going to take for us to become vigilant and serious about this COVID. You know, some people are adhering to the guidelines. Others don't care, don't believe it. People are dying left and right. And I'm sure we'll talk more about this because I have some more observations on it.
Yeah. And you know, one of the things is that people, and you're absolutely right, Doc, is 30% of the population don't believe that the COVID is real, even though their relatives and friends are dying right around them and they try to explain it off. But, you know, reality is reality. And the vaccine, we still have not found, you know, the key to getting making blacks and minorities comfortable taking the vaccine because we weren't a part of the trials, you know. And so, you know, how can you be comfortable taking any type of vaccine or shot, a flu shot of anything that hasn't been tested on your population base? So that's going to be interesting as we move forward. But one thing is for sure, wearing the mask, even if you don't believe in it, you know, respect others, okay? And I'm not going to tell you to wear it or not because that's a personal decision. But please, just be courteous and respectful of other people. If you're going to be around people within 6 feet, and it might save my life.
Most definitely.
Right.
Most definitely.
And that mask mandate that you mentioned, Dr. Danforth, it has been extended through to January the 25th in Duval County. So indoor spaces, you have to.
Hey, John.
Yes.
John, you said it's extended. We didn't even know it was one.
Right. I didn't realize we had a mask mandate.
Well, there is a mandate.
On the city, you don't see any many people wearing a mask, do you?
Wow.
Yes.
So, John, you were talking earlier about the COVID, the vaccine. What's happening with that? Are black folk going to take this vaccine? Are we going to get left out talking a whole lot of noise and dying on one hand and the other, huh?
Larry was mentioning the vaccine, and I just see here that it's been reported that we know locally that the Jacksonville firefighters have begun to receive it. As far as minority groups, African Americans, people of color, I'm not sure. You know, again, maybe more tests need to be run on the vaccines, and we see more side effects and transparency, the evidence of side effects for that population in order for them to feel comfortable. But that's just going to be determined.
But why do we need to be in the trials? I mean, what's the difference between people other than color? Isn't everything on the inside the same?
Everyone has different DNA and you know, how your body accepts and rejects different types of drugs is what determines this. And that's why it's important that you have participation up front in the trials, not after the trials or have begun. And, but you know, it's difficult to get black folks to participate. I mean, in the trials, that's what the challenge is. It's not, if we could participate in the trials, then we would have more people comfortable with taking the vaccine after it's produced. But when you see a typical vaccine in normal time would take anywhere from 2 to 5 years from start to finish. And we did this in how many months? 9 months? Wouldn't you be a little bit skeptical about that?
Yeah, but I would be suspect with a vaccine designed specifically for black folk. I wouldn't take that. because I know that.
Oh, well. No, but you want to know how it affects Black folks. And with that, Doc, we're going to take a break here and play right, some music. Now, this is Praise 107.9 FM with the Danforth Comedy Show. We'll be back after this music selection.
The new Praise 107.9, the ultimate gospel experience. The ultimate gospel experience.
May we have your attention, because
let me tell you about a man who knows all of my flaws but still loves me. Let me introduce you to this man who won't ever bring your past up again.
If you're not too busy,
do you have a minute to listen about the one who can replace all that's missing?
I can't really put it in the words, but that's just,
there's just something about,
I don't know everything, but I know this.
I know that I cannot live without him.
We want to tell you about him. He's our healer.
He's my healer.
Jehovah Rapha.
My savior.
My way maker.
My way maker.
My joy.
My joy.
My joy.
My provider.
Strong tower.
My strong tower.
But most importantly,
and he gave his life for me.
His name.
I've met a lot of great people, but I realize
there's nobody like Jesus.
Nobody like Jesus. Because when I'm sick, he's my healer.
He's my healer.
Drowning in my sins.
My savior.
Waymaker.
Waymaker. My joy.
I didn't have a job.
My provider.
But he provided for
my
me.
My strong tower.
But most importantly,
he gave his life.
There's nobody like Jesus.
There's nobody.
Nobody, Lisa.
Sweet.
Sweet.
Jesus.
I've met a lot of great people, but I realize there's nobody like Jesus.
There's nobody like,
come on,
Jesus.
Lisa.
Oh, I ain't nobody like Jesus. Mm. Yeah. Be a friend for the friendless.
Yeah.
He'll be a company keeper in the midnight hour.
Yes, like,
and every time I have a burden that I can't seem to bear, I found out that I can call on Jesus.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the Empowerment Hour. This is Larry Williams and Jarman Leitner, Roger in the background, keeping us all in check. Hey, guys, this again, we're back at the CARES Act 2, and then we have our politicians in D.C. fighting with the president about how much money should go to individuals in this second round of CARES Act, and the Republicans are holding steadfast to $600 for those earning $75,000 or less, And President Trump has come on, weighed in, and saying that everybody should get $2,000. And so for once, they have a bipartisanship between the president and the Democrats, because the Democrats proposed $2,000 to begin with. So what are you guys' thoughts on that? You want $2,000 after Christmas?
Yes, I'll take $2,000 after Christmas. Yeah, definitely over the $600. But I'll appreciate either amount. That's given. Dr. Danford?
Doc don't need any money, so you know.
Oh, okay, I guess he did. No comment. You won't take the stimulus. You're good, okay?
but on the serious note, though, guys, this today, on the 26th, December 26th, a lot of folks are going to lose their unemployment checks. And so next week, basically, you're going to have over 5 million people, I believe, and probably a lot more than that, that will be without any type of income. And this stimulus package, this CARES Act 2, would have gone a long ways to at least keeping some income coming into these families. And, you know, it's really difficult. Most folks are already living paycheck to paycheck. And then when you start dwindling those paychecks and then cutting them off, you know, you're going into another cycle of homelessness.
Well, Larry, there's another side to it. I had to get my thoughts together. I was thinking back to the young man that works. He has his own business and you know, doing lawn work, et cetera, et cetera. And I asked him, you know, would he be eligible for any of the governmental funds? And he said probably not, because he has not paid taxes in a few years. And so what he's doing, he's just working out of his pocket. So you have thousands and thousands of these small business owners that are not in the system, that are not going to receive any of the benefits associated with what we're talking about. So it's good that we're going to provide funding for people who are unemployed. All of this is great, but let me just say that there's so many people out there that will not qualify for any of this money.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you know, while I'm sympathetic and empathetic with their situation, that can be fixed real easy. You know, get legal. You know, you know, everybody, you know, in business, you're going to have to pay taxes. That's just part of the deal. If you want to be in business, pay taxes. If you want to, you know, have a lawnmower and hobby, then don't start a business. Just do it, you know, out your pocket and don't complain. You know, but if you're not paying taxes, you should participate in the rewards.
Not everyone's paying taxes, even the ones that are very, very rich. So, you know, again,
But they still are reporting their incomes, and yes, it's a tragedy that you know, our president you know, can get away with paying only $750 in taxes you know, a few years ago, and you know, when we have people that say they can't even afford to start paying taxes. So it's a catch-22 either way you go. But at the end of the day, if you're going to be in business, take it from me, just become legal.
Right.
And if you're having some questions about how to do that, call the Jacksonville Urban League. They got an entrepreneur program over there. Can help you out right away.
Thank you, Larry.
Absolutely. Well, we see that there are also some additional vouchers for 100 Jacksonville residents facing homelessness. I know, Larry, you mentioned that the unemployment benefits are running out, and they still have some additional funding for housing through the CARES Act. So if you potentially qualify, it's through HUD. So it's through HUD. So you potentially qualify as one of those 100 Jacksonville residents who could be facing homelessness at this time, because
I was just about to ask John. I wonder how they're getting this message out to those 100 people. You know, it's one thing to say you have these monies available. Is the message being communicated to the people that really, you know, need these funds? you know, right, running an article in the newspaper on Jack's Four or whatever. Most people that really in need aren't sitting there watching TV or reading the newspaper. They're out trying to hustle and get another meal or make sure that they can pay rent on the first of the month.
Right. That is a good question. How are they getting this information to the people who need it the most?
Yeah. And consequently, we wind up with people that are marginally needing the help, you know, receiving all of it. And you know, again, it, you know, instead of using the normal programs that reach these folks, we want to try and be cute and do something else and wind up not reaching anyone that is in these underserved communities. And you know, that's one thing that we're going to make sure that we continue in 2021. Here on the Empowerment Hour is making sure that we are, you know, giving our listeners our truth. It might not be somebody else's, but it'll be our truth, and we'll have researched and provide you with information from experts if we can, you know, just so that you have an opportunity to make intelligent decisions about what's going on in Jacksonville and particularly in your neighborhoods.
No fake news.
No fake news here. No fake news. Again, you know, I want to just let folks know that, you know, Congress has been recalled to, number one, override the president's veto of the Defense Act. They'll reconvene Monday and to override the president's veto. And they'll probably take action on the stimulus, the CARES Act 2, so that, you know, while they're there, they can take care of that. But President Trump is holding it close to his best because they can't veto something that he hasn't. I mean, they can't override a veto that he hasn't vetoed. And so he's just sitting on it and making it worse.
Who's the Grinch, Dan?
Who's the Grinch? Trump and his daughter and son-in-law.
But haven't they gotten enough money?
Oh, look, wealthy people don't care about having. They never have enough money. You know. So the point is that they're causing other people to suffer. That's the deal.
Right. That's what I say. This holdup is causing the American people to suffer.
People that are in need. You know,
right.
So anyways, this is Praise 107.9 FM, the Empowerment Hour. We'll be back after this music selection.
Somebody lift your worship all over this room.
The God of miracles, signs and wonders.
morning, everybody, and welcome back to the Empowerment Hour. This is Larry Williams, along with Dr. Richard Bamford and Jarman Leitner. And, you know, again, I want to hope everyone had a very Merry Christmas. And the next time you hear from us, it'll be New Year's. And again, 2021, I want to wish everyone a happy new year. And don't make resolutions that you're not going to keep. So that's my first thing. But the remainder of 2020, Dr. Bamford, there's still a lot of angst, if you will, going on with folks that, you know, it's a rough time of the year. And with the CARES Act 2 being held hostage by President Trump, we're talking about some type of mental distractions, right?
Oh, most definitely. You know, when you think about 2020, all that we've gone through, including, you know, the worst of with this virus, but the people that have lost their jobs, the, you know, people can't pay their rent, people, the kids are not receiving necessarily the quality of education that they should receive because of the changes we've had to make. But keep in mind, we've got people in these nursing homes and people at a home, they're lonely, people can't visit them. Jarman, and I know your area is mental health. What would you advise us to do? How can we maintain our sanity during these difficult times?
Well, thank you, Dr. Danford. So I would just advise, number one, recognize and acknowledge that you feel a certain way, whatever that way is, you know, whether you're feeling hurt, whether you're feeling lonely, whether you're feeling sadness, we have to acknowledge and not be in denial about how we feel and the things that are causing us to feel that way. So you have to just be honest with yourself first and then, you know, seek some professional support. Again, you're going to need to have some type of guidance on how to help you with that. That is different for every person in their situation. And professional services are one of the best ways to be able to have that guidance in order to understand what's going to help you best. They're going to give you tools for your toolbox, and you have to be a willing participant in order to use those tools to help yourself through whatever you're going through. But number one, just admit it, recognize it. Sometimes, Larry, and Dr. Danford, some of those things that you're feeling come out physically. You know, you may not be able to eat as much as you used to. You can't keep anything down on your stomach, or you may be feeling headaches. So they come out in physical symptoms. But once you go and see a doctor, and after you talk to that doctor, whether it's for a child, a pediatrician, or just a family practitioner, they will refer you to a psychologist for a further evaluation, because it could be anxiety or depression or something along those lines. So recognize that you are experiencing those things and acknowledge it, and then seek some professional support. And we do at Harvest Intervention Services provide that support service as well. And we do have a website that anyone who has any questions about what they may be experiencing, there should be some information there to help you. And you can also give us a call, but that website is harvestinterventions.com. We all need support during this time. And so reach out for it, because you don't have to suffer in silence or suffer alone.
Yeah. And you know, I'm sure some other things, you know, when the kids return to school next year, they're going to be, I think, all in person. Is that the way that we're going back after the holidays? I think our education contributors said that last week. Is that not right, John?
I can't confirm that for you, Larry, right now, but I believe he did say that they're going to go back on campus next session.
Yeah, and I'm just thinking about the kids and the parents and you know, folks that are adamantly against it going back in person, but yet don't have the resources in both technology wise and infrastructure wise to be able to have homeschooling, if you will, or virtual learning. And you know, I'm wondering how they're going to address these situations. And you know, our kids already, black kids already behind the curve in learning and education. Right. You know, yes. This is setting us back even more. And you know, when we look at the picture 10, 15 years down the road, you know, we're not going to be happy with the, you know, what, how this outcome is going to affect us, you know, and this is something that's predictable and something that we can do something about. But for some reason or another, we're putting our children, you know, last in all of these scenarios when we should be thinking of them first.
Right.
You know, when
right
we there. Send our kids out, you know, in the COVID, saying that kids don't catch COVID and all of this innuendo that has not been proven scientifically, but, you know, well, we haven't seen the kids sick. Well, you know, kids usually take longer to catch some things than adults. And so, you know, it's just interesting how we don't take care of our kids. And then we wonder why we have these high crime rates and other things and needing reentry programs. You know, it's just a whole systemic criminal deal that we have to address. And it all starts with education, in my mind. You know,
yes,
if we can educate our kids and get them, you know, I don't say everybody has to go to college, but, you know, get your high school degree or something and get a trade. There are jobs and opportunities out there, and you know, you can also start your own business. But you know, it's more to starting a business than just being a good chef or being a good mechanic, you know, or being able to mow a good yard. You know, the business part of that is the most important aspect of business.
And which is the paperwork. Okay, a lot of the paperwork, the business side of it. And Larry, just from what we've seen at Harvest Mental Health Services, at our company, when we test a lot of people, children and adults, it just amazes me how we have such poor writing skills. Like we cannot communicate on paper, and these children are in middle school and they're in high school. And I'm like, how are you going to compete when you go to college, when you have to write essays and papers, and they have no idea, you know, how to do this? And you know, I do agree that we do have to provide more, you know, support services for them. Education is a strong foundation for them to be able to make those decisions on whether to be a business owner or go to college. They'll be better equipped for that. Otherwise, we're setting a lot of them up for failure because you won't be able to thrive.
But again, that's part of our education system's job. I mean, you know, we talk about the teachers and you know, the making things comfortable and things. But my deal is that, you know, let's give them more tools and to work with so that, you know, our kids can start leveling that equity field as far as education is concerned. Because, you know, all the statistics and things that I'm reading and seeing right now are heartbreaking. You know, we were already behind the curve, and that divide has increased. It's almost like if we've gone from a river to an ocean.
And I believe that it's part of the parents' responsibility too. I mean, we're not going to leave the parents out of it. I mean, it's, you know, we have the education system and we have parents as well, because we're partners. If your child is in the school system, then you're a partner with the school system to make sure that your child is meeting their milestones and making those gains. So we have to advocate as parents for what we know is right. If we don't know what's right, then we need to do some research and find out what's right and what's best so that we are properly prepared.
Come on. They're going to do some research. They won't even attend PTA meetings. But you're going to talk about they're going to do some research. Okay. So, all right. This is Praise 107.9 FM, the Empowerment Hour. We'll be back with this in Jamin's education about parenting.
The new Praise 107.9, the ultimate gospel experience. The ultimate gospel experience.
Troy Taylor, you the GOAT.
Try this show.
Nothing feels better than to know you, and nothing's more important than to show you that nothing comes close to what the vibe is. Nothing's more exciting than the time spent with you. No one but you. you love me and you tell me everything is gonna be alright. Yeah, and you mean the world to me. You are my everything, and I never, no, never, never ever wanna know what it's like without you. I wanna wake up to you every day. I think I feel like this forever, as long as we're together. Wanna know you each and every way. I promise to be honest when I speak to you. Wanna put you at the top of my list. Wanna walk it like I talk it. Wanna give you everything. Please tell me that you're rocking with this. You know all the ways to speak to me. I like it when it's just us talking, and you don't hold it against me. That you don't really need me for nothing, but I need you for everything. And when I'm honest with you, telling you my issues, you keep it official. Every time I kick it with you, it's no games, no games. Oh, don't change, don't change. 'Cause you mean the world to me. You are my everything, and I never, no, never, never ever wanna know what it's like without you. I wanna wake up to you every day. I think I feel like this forever, as long as we're together. Wanna know you each and every way. I promise to be honest when I speak to you. Wanna put you at the top of my list. Wanna walk it like I talk it. Wanna give you everything. Please tell me that you're rocking with this. You know all the ways to speak to me. I wanna wake up to you every day. I think I feel like this forever, as long as we're together. Wanna know you each and every way. I promise to be honest when I speak to you. Wanna put you at the top of my list. Wanna walk it like I talk it. Wanna give you everything. Please tell me that you're rocking with this. You know all the ways to speak to me.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the Empowerment Hour. This is Larry Williams, along with Dr. Richard Danforth and Jarman Leitner. And again, you know, we're so blessed to have this opportunity to speak with you guys every Saturday morning here on the Empowerment Hour. And I just want to say, you know, Happy New Year, guys. This is 2020 is, thank God, that it's behind us. But the Christmas is behind us, and we're heading into 2021. And the next time you hear us, it will be a new year. I just want to say, you know, thank God for 2020, in spite of COVID-19, I experienced some really, really great moments throughout the year. We had company-wise, you know, one of our most successful years ever. And, you know, I just say thank God and looking forward to 2021, where, you know, there's a lot out there. COVID is not in the rearview mirror. It's in front of us. And, you know, let's do everything that we can. Masking up and social distancing, and then making that personal choices of whether you want to take the vaccine or not. So, John and Dr. Danforth, what are your guys' thoughts on the new year and what you anticipate for the new year?
Well, I look forward to the new year always, embracing change and looking forward to what that brings. 2020 definitely has been challenging, not just due to COVID, but anyway, just as a small business owner, we were affected by COVID, but we were already dealing with other changes in government and shifts in funding the year prior to that. So in spite of COVID, we did see an increase, you know, in sales. So I'm so thankful to God for sustaining Amen. Us. Through COVID and us coming bouncing back from the hit that we took the previous year, and just going through all those business challenges, the woes, but just still staying faithful to what I know God has purposed me to do. And that is to, you know, be a business owner in this mental health field and the field of psychology, and bring awareness to the community about the importance of having a healthy mind and to embrace that professional support and not to be in denial and run away from it. So I'm so thankful for it and this platform that we use every Saturday to speak this to our community. So I'm looking forward for what we're going to continue to do as a team and in our personal endeavors.
John, how many years is Harvest?
This will be your five years.
Oh, well. Congratulations. And not many businesses that's still standing through the COVID, and especially small Black-owned businesses. So, you know, congratulations to you and the Harvest team over there.
Well, it's not her. It's not her that she's a member of the empowerment team here on.
Definitely not hurting. No.
Well, let me. I do have a couple comments about. I'm looking forward to 2021, and quite frankly, I'll probably carry over some of the things that I've been working so hard for, and I think that we need to do a better job at. And I'm saying, when we think about what is going on in the city, particularly with the money that we're spending through city government, I'm very hopeful that we can find a way to include the community more in the decision-making part of this whole system of government, more community engagement. I believe that if we bring the community together, we can resolve some of these issues. When I think about the murder rate, we're ending 2020, you know, almost 180 murders, homicides this year. We've got to find a way such that there can be a more equitable sharing of resources in our communities so that all of our communities can experience some of the good that's taking place here in the city and Duval County. So I'm looking forward to rolling up my sleeves and continuing to work on providing opportunities for the community to become engaged.
All right, Dr. Danford. Well, we know that that's what you strive to do over at the Urban League, you and the Jacksonville Urban League team. And I know that Larry and I, we're all thankful to be a part of this partnership with First Thursday Jacksonville, the Jacksonville Urban League, and the Empowerment Hour. Shout out to Mr. Hoot. We're just so appreciative of him for Praise 107.9, again, in this platform that we're able to have and bring to you all every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. Larry?
Yeah. And you know, it's this show is really for me a labor of love, and you know, I wouldn't be doing the show with anybody else but the two of you. It's been a great ride. You know, we've been doing this for a few years now, and each year, you know, our goal is to be able to educate, inform, and entertain to a certain extent our listeners every Saturday morning. And I think that we accomplished that. But the most important thing is getting factual news and news that information that most of our listeners won't hear anywhere else that's unfiltered. That's the great thing about this show is that, you know, we don't have muzzles or filters on our topics and conversations because we're not owned by anybody. And this is an independent radio show. And, you know, the product of the Jacksonville Urban League, First Thursday Jacksonville, and Praise 107. So, you know, we appreciate Mr. Hoot's support over the years, and appreciate Roger always helping us make sure that we have a quality program every Saturday morning. And again, Dr. Danford and Jarman, you guys are great to work with. And, you know, I think we have probably one of the best teams in Jacksonville as far as, you know, a radio team. So I appreciate you guys to the most.
Yes, and you guys did so well. You made me proud that you transitioned so well to this technology platform. So I'm thankful for that. Coming out of the studio and adapting to the new normal of COVID-19, and that allowed us the opportunity to still be able to be here for our listeners. And though they can't call in every Saturday morning, we do still have an email address that where you can email us. We encourage you to email us any questions or concerns that you have, or if you are a small business owner and you are still open, that email address is jacksempowermenthour@gmail.com. That's jacksempowermenthour@gmail.com.
And, Jarman, don't forget, for those, we want our listeners to call the Jacksonville Urban League at 723-4007. We're kicking up our entrepreneur program.
All right.
And we're really excited. We've got some great partnerships, that we've developed over the last few months, and we look forward to working with these partners as well as others to really do those things to make our communities better.
Yes, and absolutely. Take advantage of that program. I have gone through that program. So thankful to the Jacksonville Urban League and that entrepreneurship program and the exposure that it brought me. Everything that I learned about growing as a small business, I didn't even know that I needed to know. So, you know, we need that support and you have to be willing to learn, you know, as well, and understand that you don't know it all just because you have a great idea. You know, they're there to provide you what you need as a small business owner. So
yeah.
I encourage you to check it out.
Yeah. And really I'm excited about working with the Urban League again on this program. And each week we're going to move back the education corner to the third segment, and the entrepreneur corner will return in the fourth segment, so we can recognize our businesses. And with that being said, this is Larry Williams with Dr. Rich Stanford, Jarman Leitner, signing off for another great segment of the Empowerment Hour. See you next Saturday. Happy New Year's.
Yes, happy New Year. Stay safe.
See you in 21.